Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Think of the heaviness that was on Christ. Because what held him on the cross was not the nails in his hands, but the sins that was on his body. If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 28? We're going on our Easter message this morning, naturally. And I want to talk, the title of it is The Resurrection, a place of life, a place of comfort, a place of hope. The resurrection, a place of life, a place of comfort, and a place of hope. I want to read this chapter. I'll be reading it out of the old King James Version. And I tell you what, it's just so wonderful because, you know, people say, you should be sad today because just about an hour and a half ago, 36 years ago, my mother went home to be with the Lord on Easter Sunday. And people say that you're not, it doesn't make you feel bad. No, my God, Mama always liked the party. So she went into the heavens. My God, they were shouting and blessing God because of what Jesus did. Angels. I mean, it's just amazing how people get excited about Resurrection Sunday. And then here on the earth, see. So it's a blessing of the Lord. So if you have a loved one that's in heaven, they don't have a frown on their face. They got some finger foods in their mouth. Some good stuff. Think about that. Eat all you want, never get fat. Ain't that one blessing of God? Ooh, I wonder how much crawfish is going on right now. I don't know. You don't know, neither do I, so I thought I'd say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you got your Bibles, I want to read Matthew chapter 28, starting reading with verse 1. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, underline that first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Let me just say this. Notice Jesus could have blew out the walls. But he didn't. And I'm going to deal with that in a few minutes. He did everything legally. He was brought in through that hole. He came out through that hole. Watch this now. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There's a reason why he went to Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. See, because you see, if he was just a ghost or an apparition, he would have hung around where he was. But he went totally different places, which means he was alive and doing well. So they couldn't use the ghost apparition or apparition, however you want to call it. They departed quickly. Women they can run fast when they want to. From the sepulchre with fear and great joy and then run to bring his disciples word. Notice it. His disciples word. Do you bring word to people or do you bring problems to people? And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met. I love that. Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and there shall they see me. He still calls us brethren. Now watch this. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Talking about the resurrection there. And when the elders were assembled, with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. Notice this, it cost them a ton of money to lie. It only cost them 30 pieces to betray Jesus. You don't mess with Jesus, you're gonna pay. And it cost them a large amount of money to produce a lie. Now watch this. And verse 13 saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. Watch it. In other words, if a Roman soldier slept on the job, he was killed. If you stole a body, you were killed. Notice nobody was a charge put against anyone, the soldiers or the disciples. Because what you do with a dead person anyway? Did you bring one in today? Let's keep reading. So they took the money, wouldn't you? And as did as they were taught, And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. See, it don't make no difference if you saw God face to face. Some will still doubt. At the ascension, rising up, there were 40 days of great glory. Jesus was on the earth for 40 days. I mean, he was having a good time. Over 500 people saw him go up, and some doubted. If I started levitating and went through the roof, would you doubt or would you run? Think about that for a minute. See, the intellectual mind cannot understand spiritual things. That's intellectual activity, range and research and induction and reasoning. That's why atheists cannot understand, because they're spiritually dead. They have to have facts, yet they don't believe in facts. They believe in theories. They call them theoretical physicists. It's theoretical. I don't know for sure. We give it our best shot. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. That's a very powerful verse. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, or in nomine Patri, Filii, Spiritus Sancti, if you're Catholic. Teaching them to observe all things, not some things, all things, whatsoever I have commanded, not suggested. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Can I have your imagination for a few minutes? May I have that? I want to paint a picture here. I want to talk about the resurrection as a place of life, the resurrection as a place of comfort, the resurrection as a place of hope. So if you're writing down some notes, take this down. The first day of the week is a day of mighty memories. Now let me have your imagination. Let me picture something here. It's the day of redemption. What we are celebrating today is redemption. You understand what I'm saying? Redeemed from what? From everything. Put back now into position where we're supposed to be. Simply because of what Jesus did. And notice he had to start with the woman. And when women were at his grave first, why is that? Because he preferred the women over men? No. And actually, in that day, women were a lower class than men. No, but what he did was he corrected immediately everything that happened, because women have been blamed for that since the day Eve gave that apple to Adam. Isn't that something? So he said, okay, I'm going to let y'all see me first resurrected. Shout, ladies, I just set you free. Think about that. He didn't call Peter to come see him because Peter didn't believe it. They were all in the house afraid. But women came down there and crying with some spices to anoint his body. See, they didn't really believe it neither. But see, Jesus said, that's all right. I'm going to show all the unbelievers just how alive I am. So notice this, the first day of the week is a day of mighty memories. What are you remembering today? Are you remembering the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ? They are mighty memories. Write this down. The resurrection was not hurried over. It took 3 days to pay our price for redemption. Do you know how long it took to wash your sin away? Because it was the sins of the past, the sins of the present, the sins of the future. Give me your imagination here. 3 days it took for God to accomplish what you did in your lifetime and will do at times. Yet you have been redeemed from the curse of the law and your sin nature has gone. Yet you haven't renewed your mind or the soul to the point to where it can stop your body from sinning. But yet that power is still inside of you, if you'll act and function on it. So it took 3 days. How long does it take some people to repent? Think of the heaviness that was on Christ. Because what held him on the cross was not the nails in his hands, but the sins that was on his body, which was our sin, their sin, the past sins, the present sins, and the sins of the future. So think about it. It took 3 days, almost exactly 3 days, because of the great ransom that had to be paid for what we as God's creation did. And a lot of people don't realize that. Because you see, it wasn't instantaneous. In fact, even in hell, he said, will you leave my soul in hell? See, everything was being paid off in hell. Death was smiling, sitting on thousands and thousands of skulls. Said, ain't nobody can come out of here. That was the hell part. Watch over in the paradise part. Ain't nobody can come out of here neither. We can control them even over on the good side of the lake. Ah, but something happened. An angel showed up. And the death went pale. And that angel issued a warrant to that death and said, whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Now think about that. See, because they thought no one can ever get out of here. But they hadn't messed with Jesus before. Not like this. Or that angel. So the resurrection was not hurried over. It took 3 days to pay our price for redemption. Why? The resurrection is more than insurance in life. It's assurance of life. You see what I'm saying? It's not just insurance in life. It's the assurance of life. I know that if Jesus tarries, I will be resurrected. I know my mother, who's been in that grave now 36 years today, will come out of there today. And we already paid for that tomb, but God don't care. Because if he can roll away a stone, he can bust up a tomb here on the West Bank. That ain't no problem whatsoever at all to the Lord, see. But I'm going to go back to you and think about how long it took to pay for your sin. And yet how easy it is to sin. People don't know the heaviness and the price of sin. Kathy said it earlier. I've always said it. Salvation's free, but it definitely isn't cheap. It cost Jesus his life and a lot of time in misery with the weight of the sin of the universe on him. Do you see that? My God. So things were going on. And everything Jesus did was so wonderful. When he came out of that grave, he took his time. Notice he folded the clothes. He took his time. He figured, well, I just knocked out all this sin. And then they put me in here. And I could blow the walls. I don't just blow up the whole grave. But they legally put me in this hole. I'm going to legally come out. And I'm going to knock those boys that are looking around here on the ground. Think about that. He took his time. Why? Because he knew it was finished. To a degree, watch this, finished in your life before you were ever born. My God, what an Easter message. See, that's the life. That's a place of life. That's a place of comfort. That's a place of hope. See, the resurrection shows us that death is only an event in life, not the closing of it. It's just an event that goes on as you live in this body. I like to say it like this. Death, if you could define it, is punctuation. Death is not a period. That's the end of the sentence. Death is a comma. You pause, and then you start walking again. Now, you got it that time, didn't you? Yeah, you got it that. Your English teacher came in your mind right there. You see, most people think, oh, God, oh, Jesus. That's why I don't grieve for nobody, and I never will. Why? Because Jesus took our grief. See, if you're grieving, you are at a period in your life instead of a comma. He took your grief and bore your sorrow. That's why I like being happy. Ain't no use to be sorry for nothing. Why? The resurrection. I have a place. It's a place of life, a place of comfort, a place of hope. So the resurrection shows us that death is only an event in life, not the closing of it. So if you hear that Jesse the Planet died, don't you believe it? I'm going to steal Billy Graham's. Don't you believe it? No, my Lord Jesus. Well, I'm really living then. I'm going to have my six-pack back instead of this keg. I'm going to have my brown hair back, Lord Jesus, instead of this white. Praise God. Think about that. Why? Because he paid for everything. That's why I refuse to be condemned. You should have shouted right there. It took 3 days to take care of my sin. So when the devil said, you're not much, or people say, you're not much, I said, no, you're just stupid. That spirit of stupid has come upon people. I don't mean that sound hard, but that's true. Don't never let the spirit of stupid come upon you. For God's sake, man. Why? You have a comforter called the Holy Ghost. So why are people mad at me because I live in comfort? Why am I blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out? The resurrection. Amen. Why? Because if Jesus didn't go, I couldn't be comfortable. Amen. He said, I must go away that the comforter may come. If I don't go away, the comforter won't come. So people tell me, "But Jesse, you don't struggle with Christianity." No, no, I don't even struggle with the devil. I walk on that boy. Why? Because, see, God gave the keys of death, hell, and the grave to mankind. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he said, go do the work that I do and do it greater. Now, that's a place of life, a place of comfort, a place of hope. My Lord, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. What an Easter message. Everything went from sadness and fear to joy. And Jesus went on a 40-day vacation. Going all over the place. Lord Jesus, not condemning a soul. Just blessing people, letting people see him and touch him. My Lord. And the first person that ever saw him was an ex-prostitute. Think about that. An ex-prostitute that the world would not look at, especially the church world. He cast 7 devils out of her. But when he finished with her, she's clean. She became the first missionary. She became the first evangelist. But if you want some news to get around, tell a woman. That's not a shock. That's God saying, if you want something done, go get you a woman. Because they'll get it done. Because men don't know what to do. They're waiting for a woman to tell them what to do. Shout, ladies, I'm setting you free again. That's the Easter message. You were first. Notice he started with man. Let us create man. He started with man and said, I could do better. So he corrected that. Shout, lady. He corrected it. Wasn't that it was wrong. It's just that man messed up. So he corrected that. My Lord. I mean, look at all the years he gave man to get it right. Finally, he had to correct the thing 2,000 years ago. Woo. So let me say it again. The resurrection is more than insurance in life. It's assurance of life. I'm just totally assured that God's word is true. I also believe in the rapture. Why? Because I'm not afraid of the grave. I just want to go for a ride. I want to go past Virgin Airlines. I want to go past all those guys that want to get up beyond space. I want to go past Star Trek, space, the final frontier. Ain't nothing final about God. He's still increasing it. My Lord, he created 3 billion trillion stars. My Jesus, my Lord. Do you know we have more stars in the sky than grains of sand on every beach on the planet? That we know of, that's a scientific fact. That's not theory. 3 billion trillion stars. That's as far as high as we can count. So any beach you see where sand is, there's more stars. So how many planets? We got at least 8 of them around our little star called the sun. And it takes up 700% of our solar system. How many planets? What, 20 billion trillion planets? How many moons? This God who flung with his hands. You don't think he can get you out of a grave? Yo mama, he can get you out of a grave real quick. Think about that. Now, that's assurance. That's better than insurance. Because insurance, you got to pay for. Assurance has been paid for. Shout, ladies. Shout, men. Woo. So let me go over those points so some of you write it down. The first day of the week is the day of mighty memories. It's the day of redemption. The resurrection was not hurried over. It took 3 days to pay our price for redemption. That was a heavy price. The resurrection is more than insurance in life. It's assurance of life. The resurrection showed us that death is only an event in life, not the closing of it. So an angel took death out of the picture and stayed in the grave just to show off. One at the front and one at the front of the head of Jesus, one at the back. When they came, there were 2 of them in there. Hey, how y'all doing? Nobody was in a hurry. Why? Because the enemy's knocked out. Think about that. Great fear came among those men. One thing Rome did not do was fear. Rome was rough. But when Jesus showed up, and then Jesus just folded everything real nice, took the napkin off, folded his clothes, and he went out the hole. Actually, the original translation of the stone, not only did he roll it away, he took it out of the groove and throwed it on the ground. Pretty powerful angel. Isn't that something? My Lord. And watch it. Another angel waiting for everybody to show up. Why? Messengers. Messengers. If you see an angel, he ain't going to just let you see him or her. I don't know. I don't think they're, actually the Bible said they're secularists. That's not the issue. The point is, they got a message. They got something to say. I never forget Chancellor Oral Roberts. What a wonderful man. He was a great friend of mine. And I was on the Board of Regents of Oral Roberts University. Right before he died, he said, Jesse, he looked at me. He called me at least once a week. He said, Jesse, I still got it. He's in his 90s. I got it, man. I got it. He said, but I get so tired. I can't stand up like I used to. I said, well, sit down. We ain't worried about your legs. We don't care if you sit down. Just say something. Because God called you to preach healing to your generation. So talk to me about healing. I don't care if you have to. You can stand up or sit down. Whatever. It has nothing to do with what you have to say. So that tomb had nothing to do. See, sin dug every tomb you'll ever see in life.
Thank you for watching today. I want to tell you about our April partner offer. It's titled The Revelation That Destroyed Satan's Plan. You know, the enemy knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, but he didn't know he was the Son of God. Oh, and I'll prove that to you in that word. The Bible says that if Satan had known, he'd have never crucified him. Isn't that great? There's great revelation in this message. Get your copy today at jdm.org.
Hello, I hope that you're encouraged by the glorious moments that I'm about to share with you today. It's my prayer that as you hear these testimonies and meditate on God's Word for your life, you'll be strengthened to believe Him for your very own miracle. Let's begin with this one that says, Jesse, when you came to my church, you challenged us to believe God for 100-fold return in our giving in that offering. I'm a real estate agent and I gave $100 instead of $20. That was a Thursday night. The following Tuesday, God sent me the only client I ever had who wanted to buy a million-dollar home. I sold it to them. Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, we praise God with you, and I believe that that God is touching your life. Our hearts are soaring when we hear about how God's touching His people that are standing on His words, and they're seeing results. You know, it's a God desire for His children to prosper in every area of our lives. And I love this next testimony also that says, I thank God Almighty for drawing me to some of the generals in faith, such as Brother Jesse. I've been applying God's Word to my life, and I want to live life consistently to honor Him with my life. I'm believing that His good plans and His good visions are coming to fruition this year. Praise God. You know, He has a great plan and a vision for your life too. All you have to do is believe Him for it and He will bring it to pass. Now, this last glorious moment is so powerful. It says, we love being partners with JDM. My family has had so many breakthroughs by applying what you have been teaching from the Word. Thank you. I love that. And Justin, I love reaching people and changing lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope that you have been inspired to share Jesus with someone today. Be bold and discover the pure joy that comes from being a light of God's love to so many others. God bless you. Have a fabulous day. Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Well, let me say happy Easter once again. I'm so glad you joined me for today's message. We're celebrating the great day of redemption. Redeemed from what? Everything. You're not only saved by Christ's death, but also by His life. He's alive and He came out of that grave for you. There's a lot more to this message that you didn't get to see on the program. How do I want to see it all? Go to our free JDM app. You can watch the whole message in its entirety. It will bless you.
I want to take this opportunity to ask you something. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Maybe you're a believer, but you're not where you want to be. Well, God's inviting you to a higher place today. Would you say this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of all my sin. I repent. Lord Jesus, I want to go higher in you. I'm born again, but I need to go higher. Father, help me to get there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed that with us, you're born again. If that's the first time you ever prayed a salvation prayer, and right now you're moving on up, praise God, to a higher place. It's exciting. We want to celebrate this with you. We also have a free booklet entitled Understanding Salvation that we'd love to send to you. Just contact us at jdm.org. Hey, this month's product offer is Kathy's new book, The Power of Prayer. If you want to see your prayers answered, and I know you do, I encourage you to read this book. Jesus showed us how important prayer is. Prayer is God's language. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org and get your copy today. You will be blessed. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support to this ministry. We couldn't do it without you. You've heard me say it thousands of times. We've been debt-free since 1982. Why? Because I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. And it's such a blessing of the Lord to do all this. And it costs millions a month. I wish it was a million, but millions a month to run this ministry. But that's all right. Because you know why? You hear God and I hear God, and together we're getting the job done. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry, give us a soul into the kingdom, whether it's a euro, a dollar, whatever you want to call it. We want to touch people for Jesus. Thank you for watching us today. And once again, happy Easter to each and every one. And don't miss next week's show. The word is create your world and walk in it. Watch.
Vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. It's always ahead of you, see? But if you say, God chose me, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to do this. You're always going to have somebody say, you can't do this, you can't do that. But yet, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. You don't realize how much power you have as a Christian. No matter how old you are, don't you ever quit. And before you know it, you complete your destiny and reach your destination.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
What happens is when Satan tries to get in my world, he stumbles. And when he stumbles, he gets under my feet. And where is he supposed to be? Ah, see, so in other words, when you create your own world, he doesn't have anything to do with your world. He's restricted, rejected, and awaiting confinement in every which way, shape, or form. That's spiritually, physically, and financially.